In this podcast with Trilby Johnson, you'll notice there are some audio glitches. This is due to the nature of technology and the fact that Trilby is halfway around the world in New Zealand. I've done my best to clean it up and make it as listenable as possible, but I apologize for any areas that are difficult to hear or to understand. Trilby is available to answer any of your questions. Contact her at the information that is attached to this podcast. And please sign up for all the exciting offers that she has. Thanks.
Are you interested in the current state of the health industry? Want to know more about nutrition, natural medicine, holistic healthcare, and more? You're in the right place. Welcome to Nutrition Prescription with your host, integrative health and nutrition coach, Angela Atkins. She dishes the dirt on a bunch of health topics with a social consciousness flair. Here's Angela.
Hi, and welcome to Nutrition Prescription. This is Angela Atkins of YourHealthUnbound.com. And today I have a great guest from the Down Under. It's going to be fantastic. You're going to meet Trilby Johnson. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Trilby supports forward-thinking individuals who want to embrace their wholeness and the next level of integrative well-being. When they connect the essence of who they truly are, and realize and align with their full potential, they can live happy, healthy, and successful lives and transform core energy patterns. Wow, that's a lot, Trilby. I'd love to hear all about that.
Hey, Angela. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much. And yeah, I'm really passionate about what I do and supporting people in getting to the next level of whatever it is they want. So yeah, and it's amazing. It's working with magic, so I love that.
So why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself, how you got to where you are, and what your work is all about?
Cool. Yeah, absolutely, Angela. Well, my official titles are author, speaker, and body energy alchemist. It's always a challenge to kind of think, well, what is it I actually do? But I love to... In my own personal journey, I've really become aware of three aspects, which is the body, mind, and what I call the spiritual, or, you know, if people don't like that term, it's the energy. Everything in the universe is energy, and how I can work in alignment and in unison with that. So a seeking of harmony, I think, because I came in, like I believe all of us do, knowing that life was meant to be a joyful experience. And very quickly, I realized, hang on, something's missing. Or did I come to the wrong planet? Because my life was anything but joyful for the most part. And because I was so highly sensitive and I didn't yet know how to manage my own energy, I did what many of us do. And what children in particular do is, of course, in their mind, they said, oh, there's something wrong with me. And of course, there's nothing wrong with us, but it was actually great because that feeling that there was something wrong with me and my desire to understand that and to make myself a better version of myself, although it came from a place of not feeling good enough and fear and loneliness, I managed to flip it around and make it work for me because it set me on a quest. I wanted to know, I wanted to understand, I wanted to experience, and because deep, deep inside of me, I knew that there was a much better life out there, and I was determined to find that. And I'm here to support people who want that too, because I know I'm not the only one, even though I felt very different most of my life. A lot of people feel that way. We feel the desire, I think, because we're social creatures, I think as well, the desire to want to fit in, to feel we belong. And it's so linked to this feeling that then I'll be loved is uh-huh. So strong in the human being, and it drives us. But that's conditioning to a large extent. And so I've actually I have a keen observation, and because I want to know, I go right to the bottom of things. So I'm extremely analytical on one side, and yet I had these gifts because I was so incredibly sensitive. And so I had to learn to reconcile these two or the three. And I think that that's what can overwhelm us a lot. That's what can lead to states of depression, anxiety. It's all this trying to find this natural synergy and balance that we see in nature, for example, and with animals. When you observe your animals, they're just who they are, and I love that about them. And look in nature, and I look in animals, and I think, oh yeah, I want to be like that. I want to just be zen, for want of a word. So that's kind of driven me to explore, and I suppose it's very much been a journey of getting to know myself, understanding where my thoughts are coming from, why I have the thoughts I have, how the emotions are linked to that, and then of course discovering the most amazing resource for me, which was my body. And when I started to tap into that resource, the intuition that was coming through, it changed my life, you know. And
so what I see or what I hear what you're saying is the aspects of body, mind, and spirit, and however you want to think of spirit, is your integration of your wholeness. And that's really the topic you were looking at describing today. And I really want to get into that whole idea of wholeness. What are the elements of wholeness?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's about being whole, and then of course the beliefs that we're not whole, and that's what happens, I think, when we hit this earth plane and we start to get socialized. So yes, for me, I did identify these three aspects. There's the body, the physical, which is has such an impact on our lives in so many ways, because it's our health, it's how other people see us. Our identities are so linked to our physical appearance, and we're also conditioned in that way to believe that, you know, the way we look is so important, but it's just one aspect. And then there's the mind, the emotional side, which plays a huge part in our mindset, for want of a term, because those are actually how we can see what beliefs we have, how we can test the values we have. And it's really important to stop and think about them, in the sense to observe them. And it's so important to reflect on what we are thinking and feeling. And I know what helped me in that was the practice of meditation. And then later, the movement part, which I found in yoga, and then with the breath. So there's these aspects that we can start to draw on. But for me, ultimately, meditation one day I just realized was the ability to observe my thoughts. And then as well, the aha moment where I actually realized I was not my thoughts. So there's this greater aspect that starts to come in. And of course, what's so dynamic about being able to observe our own thoughts is that we can observe them from a place of detachment. And that's when, because anything emotional, that's what pulls us in, and that's kind of how we've been trained. And we actually, I think, believe that the more dramatic something is, it makes it more important. And yet, to a certain extent, that can actually become a derailleur. And I think we all know in a moment of very strong emotion, we don't always make the best choices for ourselves. So, and I mean, life happens. So, you know, it's not about trying to get it perfect, because perfect done is perfect.
And perfect always is not achievable.
No, absolutely. So it's important to grow from our experiences. And that feeds our wholeness. It allows it to emerge, because I think.
So Tribly, tell me, how can exploring how you feel about your body be empowering?
I found that the way we feel about our body, the way we think about it, is such an insight into, let's say, your level of self-love. You know, if you're judging your body, basically your quota of self-love can certainly be up-leveled. And I work a lot with body image, and I mean, the statistics are frightening, you know. Certainly so many of us are buying into stuff that is just harming us in the long run, because it's fragmenting us. It's actually make us feel that we're not okay. And so it's really important to be aware of the ways in which social media and things we say to ourselves are disparaging and creating separation from ourselves.
Do you find that people who are critical of their bodies are also critical of their thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it all works together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in my own personal experience, I found that my body, when I actually connected to my body's intelligence and started to listen to that, it was much kinder and more loving to me than my mind was. So it's important to listen to both parties, you know, and I think that that correlates to what they say, you know, where you've got to listen to the mind, but to draw to your heart, because heart kind of your intuition. And because our body, we have more than five senses. We have many more than that. And if we start to really tap into our natural sensuality and build on that, we get in a whole much, a much wider spectrum of information on which we can base our decisions. And when you feel good about yourself, again, your mind, the thoughts that you will start to tap into are a whole different ball game than if you're thinking like really horrible things about yourself. So I think the body is key in how we live our lives. And I find it really interesting that whilst many people focus on mindfulness, and business or the physical properties of diet and things like that, health, they don't actually address their physical body, which was astounding to me.
But that is, and actually, isn't that the goal most of us have, to create this better body, this better thing we live inside? We don't think of ourselves as living in our mind, even though we do, but we think of living within our body. So one thing I wanted to ask you, you brought up this concept of having more than just five senses. Explain to me what you mean exactly by that. That kind of intrigues me.
Well, biologically, you know, they've identified sight, sound, taste, smell, and hearing. And then there's the sixth sense, which, you know, for a lot of people is woo-woo. But I just know from personal experience that, and I think if you've experienced a meditative state, when your brain waves change and you go into, I think it's delta, then your awareness shifts. So that is an example of where you access information that you probably wouldn't be if you were just relying on your sight. I mean, in society today, we're predominantly visual. You know, visual senses are overstimulated, you know, and this links into the body image, because we just automatically assess a person on what they look like. You know, there's the old adage, don't judge a book by its cover. And it's so true.
So what I'm gathering from you, and I had not thought about this, is that sixth sense that we, some people take it as woo-woo, as you said, is really something as an expanded consciousness that allows us to really have a different kinds of sensory experience that we don't have on the conscious level.
Yes.
That's a good way of explaining it. I really hadn't thought about it that way. I think that's very interesting.
Absolutely. And it's where the subconscious mind is. And when we tap into that, I mean, we go into it in forms, like when we fall asleep and we're dreaming, we're actually accessing that part. And it's also, everything it can also just be the energy, Angela. I know often, because this information is so intense, it wobbles the bandwidth. So it can interrupt in that way.
So how did you get started in this? What put you on this as your mission?
Well, I was very unhappy with who I was. I just wanted to change that. It was actually very simple. I wanted to feel good about myself. And so I started to look for ways to do that. And I read a lot when I was young. I read a lot of esoteric books. So that was wonderful because I started to find, you know, very deep thoughts that had reflected in reading. And that was wonderful because I thought, oh, I'm not totally bonkers.
And it's a universal thing, don't you think? I mean, like you've said before, you with people you work with, people that you meet, they all feel like they're different. Nobody's like them. Nobody has the problems they have. So it is kind of a universal experience, yet we tend to do it alone.
Yes.
So what's our solution to that?
Well, our solution is, and I actually talk about that in my book, Fearlessly Alone, because there is a part that is a solely unique journey. We can only do it on our own because we are, I really believe we are co-creators of our life. And so the whole process is learning how to manifest and see things materialize in this environment. And so it's to start to understand the correlation between what we are thinking and the emotions we have been and how that shows up. And then if we're not liking that, then choosing something else. I think a lot of people, and I know I did this for a long time, I thought I had to go back and fix what I didn't like. And I really realized I don't have to do that at all. All I have to do is start creating and choosing what I want. And it just, it's so much easier and quicker.
So forget the past, basically, is what you're saying. Just absolutely. Look towards the future. So create your own future is what the message is here.
Yes. I think human beings up until now have had to, their learning process has been kind of back to front. And that's fine. It's, we had to learn what we didn't want. And I think where we are today, is this emergence of just being able to create what I want, what I desire. Because we know, I think a lot of us know now what we don't want, you know, and this is this desire for change that's emerging. And we don't always know what that looks like. And this is where the perfectionist and the control freaks can have a hard time is we, you know, we kind of want a guarantee and, you know, the only guarantee we have is this moment. And that's why it's so important to be present and to do that. That's when you know what you're thinking and what you're feeling and what your body's feeling like and really feeling it. You know, when you think bad thoughts about yourself, how do you feel in your body? There's a sensation. Is there like a horrible knot in the pit of your stomach? Or when you're happy, you know, you just, your heart's beating fast, but there's an elation, there's a feeling of energy, just wow, you know, expansiveness. And that's, our body responds to that. And it is a symbiotic relationship. So whilst the brain is, I call the mainframe of the body is actually also feeding information to the brain, to the energy body, to the meridians, through the nervous system. And then the brain's function is to kind of send out the commands, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's what people don't realize too, is that that's why we can have a contradictory feelings, because the brain is going to be matching up what it knows, but the information coming in and is new. And that's the sensory part that I was talking about. And we have different, you can have your conscious perceptions and your unconscious. So, you know, we often, people have told stories of where their lives were saved, where all of a sudden they just got this feeling like, you know, get out of the car now or go over there. And, you know, 5 seconds later, something happened. And
the brain has that realization before the body has the experience, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, the body is feeding it in, and it's like there is a test that says the brain actually knows that you're going to drop the glass before you actually do it. So what that lets us know is that we're actually getting like sound waves or information waves before we actually have the action, which is great because that's that buffer that we have. And when we're not in emergency situations or safe, you know, then we can go and sit down. And this is one of the traits that supposedly humans have, is that we can reflect on our own thinking. So it's really important to sit down and do that.
Yeah. So now you've got these three elements, body, mind, and spirit. How is there a technique where we can integrate them, or some integration way to get those elements in our lives to work for us?
Yeah. The easiest way for me I found is the breath. So when I just become what I call off conscious of the breath, because we have to breathe anyway. But when you become aware of your breathing, then there's another element and you can actually control your breathing to a certain extent. And this is great for people who suffer from panic attack, anxiety, or stress, or just you need that time out, because you can actually switch off automatic pilot, which your body's normally doing, and then bring consciousness to your breathing. And that just creates an amazing shift and gives you that space.
So people can actually manage their own anxiety attacks and panic attacks using breathing?
Yeah, that's what happened for me. And I mean, you know, this was after having done transcendental meditation, transcendental breathing. I was having panic attacks and the medication didn't help anything. And ultimately, just in that moment, I just said, breathe. And I did it with such intensity and such concentration. And that's where I had the aha moment, because I just said breathe. And I actually just focused my whole attention on the act of breathing. And of course, it slowed down my heart rate. It slowed down my thoughts. And so I was then able to calm down and then go into the space of risen, which is so important, you know, and this is important too for people who have gone through shock, trauma, and abuse, you know, is to get out of that reactive state into the place where we can choose the thoughts and use logic, as people say.
Wow, that's really amazing. I mean, these are all great things that I think that everybody needs to really take on a personal introspective level. And I think that there are many people like myself that find it difficult to meditate. It takes me a very long time to get to that peaceful place. Life is busy. I realize it's something I continue to work on. But for people that need help doing this, I figure you're one of the people that could help them, to help them get to that place.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I read many meditation books and I was just still so frustrated, because, you know, the mind will certainly give its version of what meditation should be, which of course is contrary, because meditation is actually even about observing the mind. And again, I had an aha moment one day when I was doing the breathing, and because my brain waves shifted and you can feel this. And I realized breathing, when done consciously, is a meditation. And I thought, oh, so cool. So I don't have to try and change anything. And I think a lot of people approach meditation from that, I want to change this, so I'm going to do this. And that's great. You know, it does help the awareness in that. But there's a much easier route. Just focus on your breathing.
There you go. That's perfect advice. So if you get to a point where you have trouble meditating, the idea is just to focus directly on your breath and dismiss thoughts as they come, I guess. If they interfere with that, you just dismiss them from your mind and focus back on the breathing.
Yeah, Yeah, I have a free audio, which is called Distress, Detox, and Relax. And I talk people through this because I realize that first, when we're feeling stressed or overwhelmed or in a place, we actually check out. And by that, I'm energetically, our soul kind of steps back from the body because there's too much stuff going on. So, and that's what we call ungrounded. So it's important to be grounded. We must be grounded. And by that, I actually mean in alignment. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, perfect is imperfect. So let's just go with what is. But yes, becoming aware where you are, because when you're doing that, you can only be now in this moment. And it's your presence that is actually the transformational factor, I find. And it's the consciousness itself that creates the change. And when you do the breathing, so I just breathe in the thoughts. I don't try and change them because things are what it is, what it is. So if you're feeling stressed, be stressed. Mm-hmm. The stress comes from judging that the stress is either good or bad, and then, oh, I don't want to do that. Whereas if you just allow it to flow on through, because that's what energy wants to do. It wants to flow, flow, flow. It's going on, it's on a way. It's like a river. Try and stop the river, you know, it's a big job. So it's just about breathing that in. I feel stressed. Breathe it in and breathe it out. Breathe it in. Breathe it out. Oh, my mind's too busy. Breathe it in. Breathe it out. I need time for myself. Breathe it in. Breathe it out. And that's what I love about the body, in the sense it's magical. It knows what to do. And there's, it's like it flips a switch into a different perception. Which is, you know, basically what we're trying to achieve is, how can we look at this differently and have more possibilities?
Well, I love that, what you just said. And I don't know if you know how powerful it was. You said it's consciousness that creates the change. That's a big thought right there. I think people need to really take that in. And one good thing I want to mention to everybody, Trilby has her free de-stress, detox, relax with conscious breathing offer available to our listeners. So there'll be a link with the podcast that they can download it. So that's fantastic. And I also wanted to say there is another special offer you want to provide to the listeners. Your 28-day fat shift to greater well-being. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. It's kind of my first program that I put together myself, and it does address all three factors. So we will be feeding ourselves and nurturing ourselves with what we need. Remember I said earlier that, you know, we think we have to go back and change the things we didn't like, but we don't. All we need to do is start to add. It's like you add an app to your phone and then you have access to whatever it is that app applies. Well, this is like an app for your well-being, and it's going to address the factors of forgiveness, which is the F, and awareness and trust. And I found that those were really important elements that we need to help us integrate this process and lock in the knowing that we are whole. And also it touches on body image. And I think it's so important to release that in a way, or rather just transmute it, because again, so this is what we do in the 28 days. So it will be online, but there'll be a Facebook. And once a week, we'll have a group call where I'll actually be facilitating whoever calls in. And we will be shifting the energy of whatever that issue is. And I love transmuting things because it's basically honoring what is and then creating a better and higher version of that energetically. And so that the body, the mind, and the energy hears it. So it is very conscious work. It's 28 days. And I started on the 24th of June. Why I'm doing that, because I do it in alignment with the new moon, so that we are supported by that energy as well of growth, of going from a place of darkness into the light and to the wholeness. So it's important to address both of those, the shadow self and the light self. So yeah, I'm really excited about that. And I find working in a group is great, I mean, because you have that group dynamic and we learn a lot from each other. You know, often like you were saying earlier, that we often think we're the only one thinking that thought. And then you're on a podcast and someone asks the question, you think, oh my God, that was my question. And that's what's so good about working in groups. So, and what's so cool is we support our bodies as well through this. You know, our bodies communicate telepathically, and that's this extra sensory perception. And that's why we can pick up on other people's thoughts on that. So imagine all the bodies who, you know, all of you who come with your physical, emotional, energy bodies, and we're creating this change, and it just ripples out, and it's a lovely, delicious, yummy ripple effect. I mean, for what reason would you not want that?
That sounds great. I just want to let everybody know that Trilby is offering this at a super, super special rate for all of our listeners. She normally charges $550 for this fantastic 28-day program. But just for listening to this podcast and you click the link that is associated on this page, you will get it for $297. I mean, that is just a fabulous offer. And I thank you, Trilby, for honoring our listeners with that. That is a super special price.
Yeah, thank you, Angela. Yeah, you know, and one of the issues that often comes up in the FAT program is, of course, finances. And that's why I wanted to offer it at a special price. And if people want payment options, please to contact me. I'm happy to do that, because this is important work. At the same time, we have to be ready and willing to invest in ourselves.
Absolutely. And we'll have all of Trilby's contact information associated with the podcast. So if you're listening to this on any other site except yourhealthunbound.com, go over there, click on the links, get everything you need, get the free download of the De-Stress, Detox, and Relax with Conscious Breathing, and then sign up for that 28-day program that's going to give you a shift to greater well-being. I thank you so much, Trilby. I know that we're, 18 hours apart and many, many, many hundreds and thousands of miles apart, but this has been such a great way to connect. I am very happy that we connected, and I'm very happy that you have shared your body, mind, and spirit philosophy with us, and I hope everybody listening gets a lot out of it.
Thank you, Angela. It's been my pleasure, and I love sharing with people possibilities for them to be happier, healthier, and more successful, because we need more of that. And that's what we came to do. So thank you so much for this opportunity. And I look forward to everyone who joins me on the 28 days FAT shift to greater well-being. Thank you.
Great. Well, I just want to say thank you to all the listeners today on the Nutrition Prescription Podcast. And I hope you'll join us again next time. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Nutrition Prescription with your host, Angela Atkins. Find her online at yourhealthunbound.com, Twitter at Angela C. Atkins, and Facebook.com/Angela Atkins HN Coach. We'll see you next time.